Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey, I'm walking here. My name is Arthur Phelps. I'm a cop for the Kenneth Heights Police Department. I solve all kinds of cases, but lately I've been helping my quote-unquote friend solve cases of his own. His name is James Locke, and he's a private investigator. We have a love-hate relationship, but lately it's been a lot more love than hate. Which is good, because we make an awesome team. If you want to follow his adventures, check out Atlas Avenue Beat by Seven Land Productions. It's a film noir spoof that follows Locke as he solves cases and woos dames. But I'm in it a lot, too. So is my girlfriend Daphne and my cop partner Paul. If you're looking for a good audio drama that'll make you laugh out loud, then go to 7lamb.com or search for Atlas Avenue Beat wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 17. The Clearing, Part 3.
Now, what I'm saying, Ray, is that she's going through some serious shit.
You knew that already.
And then she fucking calls out this woman for abandoning a child.
She did.
Right, but that's not what we're after. And she's one to talk.
Don't.
Don't what? Roland was too fucked up to check up on her child.
Stop, Jake. I told you that in confidence.
I'm alone in my hotel room. Relax.
Where is Roland now?
I'll be taking some uppers under a cold shower. She looked like shit this morning.
Did you go to the police department?
It couldn't help us. They had even less involvement in the disaster than I thought. Rescue only. So instead, they gave us a few names of some local fishermen and an address to the marina.
Of course. Exactly what I said she should do.
What?
I told Roland I'd try to get her a ride out from Washington.
Well, she wanted to leave from Vancouver.
Which I thought was pointless, but I guess it makes sense since you two talked to Anna. Didn't even know she knew her whereabouts.
We didn't get that much from her, except that apparently a couple agents beat us to her.
FBI? How?
I'm not sure.
I thought FBI wasn't involved until Roland and Summers.
Trust me, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Maybe Anna lied to us, and maybe she's fucking batshit like her husband. Either way, we need to hurry.
Worried your director will find out what you're up to?
I'm worried I may not have all the details to the Layden Falls case, and if I get blindsided, I'm fucked.
So what's the plan?
Did you talk to Roland?
Not today. She didn't answer.
When did you call?
2 minutes before you. You need to make sure she's okay and remains level-headed.
Not a fucking babysitter, Ray. She wants to get fucked up by all means. But the nightmare shit, seeing David, her vices are probably fucking her up even worse.
Did she say she saw him again?
It's been at least twice now.
She's not the only one.
To see David?
To see things.
She mentioned that girl.
Julia?
Yeah.
What about her?
She said you were keeping in touch, that Julia was experiencing a lot of the same symptoms. Guess that's what we're calling them.
She was. But I haven't talked to her in some time now.
Okay, well, we head out today. After the precinct, we bought some supplies. I talked to a local fisherman who's going to take us up, and Roland booked as a guide when we get there.
To Ketchikan?
Well, actually, Mountain Point. Just south of Ketchikan. That's where the ship capsized.
Is the ship still there?
They parbuckled and towed it. Apparently, it rests outside of a near rainforest sanctuary.
Did you get permission to board it?
No.
But will you?
Roland wants to.
Of course she does.
She's going about this all wrong.
What do you mean?
I mean, we stayed in the same hotel that those kids stayed in.
Powell.
Yeah, him and his girlfriend.
You're there now?
It's where we stayed for the night.
And
nothing. I don't think Roland slept last night. Listen, Ray, I thought about it. If we don't find bodies, I'm out.
The bodies won't be there, not in the ship.
She wants to explore the surrounding area, too.
Of course, I know Roland's methods seem a little odd, but she's experienced things that neither you nor I have, which maybe means...
Means we're following an insane person, down a dark path.
She's not insane.
No? You want to know what she told me today? You want to know why we're heading to Mountain Point instead of Ketchikan?
Because of the ship?
She knows the bodies aren't on the ship.
Then why?
Because David visited her last night, and he told her he knows where to look.
It was nearly 8 at night when we arrived at the marina in Prince Rupert. We had taken a flight from Vancouver to save on time. At first, I wanted to travel the entire way by boat, but after seeing David, my plans had changed. I didn't tell Jake everything that was discussed between me and David, worried that he wouldn't believe me. A fisherman by the name of Joe Copper was taking us north. I paid him with what was nearly the end of my funds. I'd need to talk to Ray soon about sending more money.
Not exactly sure why we had to leave at night.
It's an 8-hour trip, right?
That's right, 8 hours. But I may be able to shave off a bit of time if you're in a rush.
No, it's fine.
No rush, except we had to jump on this boat rather than getting a room for the night.
Shane and Erica didn't stay in Prince Rupert. None of them did.
You cops?
Investigators.
Investigators, huh? Well, what do you want with that old ship? Think there may have been foul play?
Joe Copper was an older man with a white beard and glass eye. He looked to be straight out of a Hemingway novel. His arms were freckled and the hair on his back stuck out of his plaid overshirt.
Nah, none like that. It's about the missing people.
It's been years. You ain't gonna find them now.
The sun was slowly sliding over the horizon, giving way to the starry sky.
Yeah, we're not expecting to find anyone. We're meeting someone in Mountain Point tomorrow. They're gonna take us around the site.
I shrugged at Jake, wondering why he was explaining so much. Who cares what this guy says? We didn't have to explain ourselves, but maybe Jake was just covering our tracks.
Ever since that accident, the ship's been steering clear of that whole area. They still pass through, of course, because Ketchikan's a hot tourist spot. But them captains know to stay away from the rocks.
The fog can be pretty bad up here, huh?
Sure can. But don't you worry. I've been on the water since I was a toddler. I know how to steer them better than anyone. We won't be getting too close.
I wasn't worried.
Actually, can you tell us if we are close?
To what? Some rocks.
To shore?
We won't be near anything for a while now. The way we're passing, we have to go up towards Duke Island, on the outskirts. Go with the currents, you know. So the only thing we'll be close to is maybe some humpbacks.
You gotta watch for cruise ships?
Sure, but like I said, they don't get close. They take a new course now. We won't have any problems. You two may want to get some sleep, though.
No, I'm fine. I was worried about nightmares.
Really?
Calm down. It's Tylenol.
Sure. What are you looking for?
I'd rather not.
There's a reason we're out here right now. I'd like to know.
So would I.
Okay. More of this.
Listen, Jake, I'm not sure what I'm looking for, but I'll know it when I see it.
David?
Maybe. He shook his head and made for the stern. He may be annoyed, but it was the truth. I didn't know what I was looking for. David said he knew where to look, that the bodies were out there, waiting. He told me to follow the light.
You know, after the accident, nearly every fisherman in the area helped with the rescue. Didn't even need authorities to tell us. It was straight up Dunkirk. We came to the rescue.
You were there?
I made it later than the others, but I made it. Oh, I made it. It was a crazy sight, I tell ya.
Missing passengers. What do you think happened to them?
Waters around here are more dangerous than they appear. If the temperature don't get you, the currents will.
It was a survivor.
Yes, a girl. Is that what this is about?
Kinda.
Classified. I get you. You don't have to worry about me.
We wish we could say more.
Understandable.
The girl made it.
Yes, well, luck was on her side. That's all it was.
What you think the others...
Sadly, if they washed ashore, it doesn't matter.
No?
Not at this point. She was lucky because some hikers found her. She washed up in the right area.
Right.
And that was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Joe turned his attention to me.
You really should get some sleep. Both of you.
I'm okay.
Well, I'm not. I'm going below deck. You two have a good night.
There are blankets in the cabinet by the bed.
Thanks.
So, you're a night owl, like me.
Sure. You could say that.
Well, that shit was not comfortable. My stomach.
I told you to take something. Come on, it's this way.
You sure? David tell you?
There's a sign right there.
Wait, hold up.
What?
We're FBI, but we need to downplay everything.
What?
Don't say too much.
You're the one going into details with fucking Ahab.
Yeah, well, it's different now. We're officially in Alaska.
I already called.
Right, but there's a field office in Anchorage. We talk to any local law enforcement. We need to play it safe. Keep things low key.
Flash the badge?
Badge will work, but we don't want anyone in the field office checking in on us. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, hello. Hello. You must be who Barbara is waiting for. Come in.
Is she here?
Of course. Oh, she's always early.
When we reached Mountain Point, it was just after 7:30. Jake and I entered a local B&B where an old woman was now leading us into a dining room.
You can leave your things there.
Thank you. There, pouring a cup of coffee, stood a tall, burly woman with shaggy hair under a tight beanie. She smiled warmly with her thin lips and nodded.
Detective Carlisle.
Yes, you can call me Sam.
How are you?
We shook hands. Good.
Name's Barbara Braun, but you can call me Barb. And you are?
Jake Mazzaro.
I know Jake hated using his real name, but he had to. His badge was the only thing we had that could get us authorized access. But it's why he wanted to downplay everything, which was understandable.
Nice to meet you.
Hope this isn't too early for you.
Not at all. Off and up at this time. I'm a hunter.
Please, please, have a seat.
Coffee?
I'll get it, dear.
Don't do that, Helen. I'm perfectly capable. Helen here runs the only B&B in the area. She's sweet, but she needs to learn to take it easy.
Oh, but I'm not doing anything at the moment. Dear?
Sure, thank you.
And you?
Yes, please.
Now, you two want to visit the ship, is that right?
Yes, but we'd also like to explore where the ship capsized.
This have to do with the missing persons?
To an extent. Helen brought us our coffee. She didn't ask about cream and sugar, instead placing both in the middle of the table. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome.
What I really wanted, no, what I needed, was to spike it. I didn't sleep at all last night, and I had a feeling convincing this woman to take us to the site wouldn't be easy.
Now, why on earth would you want to revisit the site? It's been 6 years since the accident.
We have our reasons.
Ah, so it's classified.
It involves one of the passengers.
One of them?
Yes.
Barb, I'll be in the other room if you need me, dear.
Okay, Helen.
The old lady shuffled out of the room as Barbara propped her feet on the near windowsill.
You FBI type are all the same.
You've dealt with FBI before?
Once. I was an officer for 25 years. Worked in Ketchikan my whole life. FBI came through once. I want to say it was a decade ago. Looking for a fugitive who fled north.
I tensed up at the word fugitive.
They catch him?
The guy could run, but he couldn't hide. Changed his name, but other than that, didn't try very hard. Could have at least grown a beard. Most men up here have one. FBI came in and swooped him up. Of course, they didn't tell us anything. Why would they? You from Anchorage?
No.
You're not?
I decided to let Jake take the reins.
We were called in. All this ties to an old case. Could be nothing, so we're having us a quick look without bothering the boys up here.
Well, however you guys run it is no business of mine. I understand you got your job, and I have mine. Just wish we could be filled in from time to time.
We're just doing our job. When I called...
They gave you my name. No one from the office would want to help. And no one knows the backwoods like I do. The problem is, it's been 6 years, so if you're looking for bodies, you won't find any. We looked everywhere. I headed the search at the time.
You did?
That's right. Put in charge. But nothing. Those bodies were dragged out to sea.
That's what everyone says.
There was never any foul play established, other than the absent-minded captain. We searched and searched, but nothing came of it.
We read the story.
The girl, Michelle Collins, she washed up on shore.
Right. Drifted for some time. She's lucky.
Did you talk to her?
Personally, I maybe had a few words. Eli took care of her until family was notified.
And Eli is...
The sheriff. Listen, even if others washed ashore, odds of them surviving the woods, it's low. Real low. Collins was lucky. It was only a week in Hiker's Founder. By now, far too much time has gone by.
Yeah, we figured the others aren't alive.
But you still want to go out. Hell, I can take you, but it'll cost. I don't do anything for free.
I wouldn't expect you to.
I can even take you to the old mill where that girl was holed up.
That would be perfect.
How long did search efforts last?
2 weeks.
That's all?
When they found that girl, it was a week after, and... Boy, was she on her last leg. Barely surviving. They figured if they didn't find another of the missing persons within the next week, all hope was lost. A few locals spent a little more time out there, but... We had to end it when we did. Those woods are a dangerous place. People go missing more often than you think.
Tourists?
It's happened, sure. But also locals. Alaska has the most missing persons per capita. You should know that. More than 2,000 people go missing here every single year. Some are eventually found, but many, and I mean many, disappear without a trace. You can't take the dangers here lightly. Hell, about a month before the cruise ship accident, 3 of Ketchikan's finest hunters went missing. And they were never found.
Really?
Yeah. No one expected it. These guys were lumberjack types, you know? Big outdoorsy guys. Spent all their time out there, hunting blacktail. How could they get lost? Lived in Alaska all their lives. But it happens.
Blacktail? I thought about my dream, the deer head in the void. Then I thought about what Michelle had said with the creatures on the ship. They weren't masks, but actual deer heads. It was a month prior they disappeared?
That's right.
Around here?
Not here, here. Closer to where the ship capsized.
What?
South of here. If you'd like to talk more about it, I'm sure we could set something up with Eli.
No, I'd like to see the mill where Michelle was found, and the site of the accident, and if there's any other points of interest.
Okay, well, I see you brought 2 packs.
Did a bit of research beforehand.
I should check them. It won't be an easy hike. Need to make sure you have all the necessities. And if you want to see everything, it may take a few days.
After I'm part of the Appalachian.
Honey, you still ain't ready for this.
Shit, you serious?
Well, I'm not joking. You have time?
A few days?
Maybe. Could take longer. It all depends.
On what?
Whether you two find what you're looking for.
While Jake and I already had packs, Barbara felt the need to check them. It would be too difficult to travel back and forth, so we would be out in the woods until we found the bodies.
You know, you're lucky she's willing to help.
We would have found someone. After our meeting, Barbara felt we still needed some supplies, so she drove us to the local shop to pick up some more food, fire starters, and new flashlights. Now we were back at the B&B waiting for her to be ready.
You really think we'll find the bodies?
We have to.
That wasn't my question.
I know. I need a drink.
Later.
When? We're gonna be out in the woods for the next few days, and if it takes longer...
If it takes too long, you'll be on your own.
I planned on it anyway.
More Tylenol?
What's it to you?
Everything! I'm following you because you're supposed to know what you're doing. Instead, you're getting fucked up and following a dead man.
You'll be sorry when we find the bodies.
Sure, but if a search team couldn't find them...
If you don't believe me, why are you here?
It's not that. It'd be a lot easier to believe you if you could put that shit down.
I need it.
It's illegal.
Then arrest me.
Maybe if you slept.
Maybe if you saw what I saw.
Looks like you're running low. Good luck finding more where we're going.
Jake was right. I wasn't in the right state of mind. I'd been jumping back and forth between uppers and downers, which I could feel fucking with my head. Not to mention, some of the shit I bought had to be laced with something. But it didn't matter now. I was stuck with what was left. And in 2 days' time, I'd be out. Shit.
I'll show you to the ship first. It's not far. Just around this bend.
Why'd they drag it over here?
They needed it out of the way for the other ships. Tourism isn't gonna stop.
We were told ships took a different route.
Most of them, yeah. But some take their chances. With the channel clear, it really isn't much danger. But sometimes superstition prevails.
Barbara steered her small pontoon boat along the coast. We could see a highway just over the ridge. Every so often, an old beat-up truck would pass by.
They've been slowly tearing it down. For parts.
They couldn't salvage it?
I guess they gave up. It's definitely a sight, though.
A couple minutes later, and we rounded another bend. And there it was, the large, rusted ship sitting in an alcove. The waterline higher than normal, meaning part of it had to still be underwater. Portholes were cracked, and several tarps covering the rusted rails flapped in the breeze.
Look at her.
Wow. Looks like a forgotten Disney ride.
Can we get on it?
No public access.
Are we public?
You won't find the bodies up there. They scoured the ship.
But we need to check if... I didn't finish my sentence, because something had caught my eye. Well, not something, but someone. David. He was on the upper deck, looking out.
Roland, you okay?
What? Huh?
Is there more of that sentence, or...
No, But I couldn't take my eyes off of David. He didn't do anything. He just stood there, hands resting on the broken railing. He was looking out. I turned and looked at the other shore. That's when he slowly raised a hand and pointed. That was where we needed to go. Okay, David. I understand.
Roland!
What?
What's going on?
Nothing. This was good. But you're right, Barb. The bodies aren't here.
So we are looking for bodies? Glad I made you guys pay up front.
Roland.
They aren't here.
No, they wouldn't be.
There's nothing here.
You sure?
Yeah. Can we see the site now?
Sure. Let's just turn her around. Just up here.
Barbara pulled her boat close to shore, but didn't stop. Instead, we glided down a small channel along calm water until we reached an old dilapidated dock. Rusted nails jutted from the posts. Planks rested slightly in the water.
What the hell is this?
Trail to the old sawmill.
Is this where Michelle was found?
No, not here. But not far. We'll hike there tomorrow.
We don't have time now?
No, it'll be dark soon.
It's hard to believe such an accident took place here.
Right? Look around. Pristine. It's like it never happened.
But it did. After Barbara tied up the boat, we made our way along the shore. The sun was slowly disappearing behind the tall spruce and birch trees.
So they searched this whole area?
That's right. We did. Both banks for miles.
You said that Michelle was found not far from here?
Not far, but not close either. Old hiking trail you can only reach by kayak. The one gravel road that led to the mill has been unused for decades. She was lucky hikers were even in the area.
But you expanded the search, the area?
Because of her? Of course. But like I said, nothing turned up. Not to be mean, but only 6 missing isn't bad. It could have been a lot worse. A lot worse.
Yeah, but those families, I mean, on a personal level?
On a personal level, I did everything possible. Sheriff, too. I'm honestly not sure why you feel the need to be out here. There are no bodies, and everything here has been cleaned up. Everything is back to normal. Whatever case you're working on, ain't gonna be solved here, sorry to say.
But maybe here. I was now staring across the water at the far bank where David stood, his hair disheveled, clothes dirty, body bruised. He didn't point in any direction, but just stood there, staring at me.
Was there more to that?
What?
You said, maybe here.
Yeah.
Roland sometimes doesn't think before she talks.
I can assure you, we won't find anything.
I will.
What?
David slowly made his way along the bank before turning and heading into the woods, disappearing from view.
Roland?
I'm going to find the bodies.
Okay.
She's, tenacious.
I could feel Barbara and Jake staring at me, but I didn't face them. Instead, I looked toward the other bank. That's where we would need to go. That's where we would find Shane and the others.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Joe Hawthorne. Starring Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabel as Ray, Jack Austin as Jake, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Brian Messick as Captain Hiltz, Mitchell Beck as Ansel, Mark Karoftis as Oliver. Co-starring Christina Lewis, Ray Rojas, Amber Simpson, Nick Engelhardt, Corey Pettit, Jeff Leeson, Chris Dottoli, James Brown, Gina Coyle, Caitlin Spring, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldridge T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, Amberlynn Nicole on Facebook at Amberlynn Nicole, and Brett Wilkins at Wilkins Music FL. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.